Okay, then, Jim, you must be delighted with the character shown by your team this evening.
I've got mixed feelings, to be perfectly honest, because I'm delighted that we've come from two goals down and we've got a draw, and but I'm disappointed that we've given, you know, a two-goal lead. The conditions were always going to play a part. I think first half we dealt well with them. I think there was only the Soho shot that at the bar. We've done a good bit of skill on the edge of the box. And obviously a mistake by me centre half for a short back pass. Just thankful that our goalie didn't take him out, and obviously could have run the risk of going down to 10 men. But going the other way, we played some okay stuff. We got into good areas. You know, Ellison's had a good opportunity from a good bit of play by Bluff down the left. McGowan's got in down the right and should have chose a better decision. So there wasn't much in the first half, although, you know, Yeovil had the wind behind them, which is very, very hard to play against. So at half time, we were quite calm. We thought that we'd get the opportunities. We knew how tough it was to play into the wind. Any clearances was just going up and coming back in. But I'm a bit disappointed, you know, how we managed the first 5-10 minutes of the second half until McGuire got in and had an opportunity. Really poor with regards to missing a tackle in the middle of the park. They break down our left, their right, cross into the box, and we go 2-0 down. So we had to have a go because, you know, you're 2-0 down and you got the wind behind you. You know, that's the disappointing thing. We've given Yeovil a two-goal head start tonight. But, as you say, I'm delighted with the character shown to come back. You know, Ellison, he's come off the bench the other week and scored. I thought this was a good game to play him in. He's played here the last couple of years, and to be fair, he could have had more than the goal that he scored tonight. As I say, he's got a couple here in the past, so I'm pleased that he's got a goal. And and likewise with McGurk, because he's come in, not played much football. Thought it was a fantastic finish by him. I'm really pleased he's off the mark. So overall, mixed feelings. I don't feel like we've snatched the draw. I feel like it's a strange one for me because, as I say, I'm a bit disappointed in the manner to which we conceded the goals and we give them a two-goal head start. But I'm really pleased that we got back and took a draw in the end, and hopefully that's a turning point for us.
Forgive the cliche, but was it a bit of a tale of two halves?
It was always going to be, but even still, I think first half, with the wind in our face, we got it out from the keeper. We played through a little bit. We got into some alright areas. As I say, Ellison had the volley flash past the post. I can't recall too many opportunities coming our way. It was more all hands to the pump to keep it out of our box. But apart from the Soho shot that hit the crossbar and the under it back pass, I was quite pleased the way the first half had gone, but disappointed that we come in 1-0 down, which is our own doing again. But as you say, second half, it was always going to be our half because of the wind. You know, I've played in games like that myself and know what it's like. You know, when you've had a game Saturday, it's a Tuesday night, the wind's right in your face, you're getting tired, you're trying to clear the ball and you know it's coming back. I just don't think we played as well as we could do. We have played better than that recently in lost games, so sometimes that's the way it happens in football. We'll take the point, we'll take the positivity of coming from two goals down. You know, the positives of the goal scorers tonight, but we must do better. We can't give teams a two-goal head start, in my opinion, like we did tonight.
I thought Zoko was a real handful in the first half, but in the second half, he seems to nullify that threat. Was that something you discussed at half-time?
We discussed it before the game because we know he's a threat. You know, he's already got three goals. Olamola, I think, he's got four. You know, he never took his place in the team tonight, but we knew. You know, I think Otis Khan's a good player. He's a positive player. He's very direct. He's very quick. Yeovil have got good players that can hurt you. You know, they just seem to be one of those teams at the minute that can concede quite a lot, but can they also score quite a lot as well. So we've looked over the games that they've played so far. We know that they've got good strengths and weaknesses, and Soho's one of them players. You know, we got man of the match for them. He scored a goal through work rate and desire to close our defender down, pull him under pressure, and then obviously go and walk into an empty net. He's hit the crossbar and he was a threat all night. But that's the division. There's no easy games in this division, and every team is capable of producing, and every team's got strong players. Soho's one of Yeovil's strong players. I'm just a bit disappointed that we give him the goal, if you like, with a back pass when we should have done better with that. But we knew he was going to be a handful all night. That was proven right. But going the other way, we knew that we had players that could prove a handful to the Yeovil defence. That was proven. But I still expect more.
You said there were positives to take from the defeats against Notts County. those positives plus positives from tonight, that must be pleasing, though, on the whole, over the two games.
Yeah, again, you know, we've been in every game. You know, we haven't been smashed by anyone. You know, Swindon are one of the favourites for the division. In my opinion, we should have took something from that game. Accrington on another day, we could have. They probably shaded it, but we had big talking points within that game. You know, we kept plugging away. We were never really out the game. Even with 10 men, we did particularly well and got a goal back. You know, Notts County at the weekend, we had the best opportunities to go 1-0 up. We've missed the sitter. As it is, they whip one from the edge of the box into the top corner. Sometimes you can't do much about that. But there is positives in our performances so far. Sometimes in the past I've gone, there's no positives to take. There's positives in every game. As I say, there's positives tonight. There was definitely positives on Saturday. We're just running at the minute about 75-80%. I think we've still got more in the tank. And going into this game tonight, you know, we've prepared right, we've come down yesterday, we've trained well. There's a good spirit amongst the lads, although our results haven't been great. I thought that we'd get something tonight, but we made it hard for ourselves by giving them a 2-goal lead. So we take the positives from it. There is areas that we need to brush up on, game management being one of them. We just discussed it then. I was disappointed how many times they counted on us when we had a long throw. You know, positional play, you know, a little bit of tackling. You know, we missed a tackle, two tackles in the middle of the park, which led to their second goal, which I'm disappointed with. So, as I say, there's things to work on. There's positives as well. It's still early days. Good thing tonight is that, you know, we scored a couple of goals. That's what we've been searching for. But the disappointing thing is that we've given two away.
You must be pleased to be back on home turf on Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, well, that's, you know, hopefully we'll get back up the road all right after all the wins that we've got. But, you know, that's life. That's the way it goes. Well. So, back home at the weekend, which should be nicer weather than what it is tonight.